Wow. Yeah, it looks like the others bailed too. I don't know. Two of them called in sick, and all of a sudden it's like everyone has an excuse to stay home this week. Like, I hate studying as much as the next person, but like, come on. You could at least be a little more subtle about it. Yeah, it kind of looks like it's just gonna be us today. We don't have to call it off if you don't want to. You're already here anyway, so you may as well just stay regardless. Not like you have anything else going on today. Yeah, sure. You might have another friend group to hang out with other than us, even though we're the only ones I've ever seen you grouping with. Are you saying you have some new posse you joined recently, or is this just a new excuse you wanted to come up with to leave too? No, I get it. If you want to leave, then by all means, my door is right over there. But I doubt it's any better at your dorm than it is at my apartment. I mean, you always complain about your roommate anyway, so if you think that's better, then go ahead. Yeah, I know you need money and you don't have the kind of parents that give it to you. I got that part. But maybe if you studied hard enough, then you could have the money you need to get your own place. You're probably good enough for it. You don't have to decide right now if you're that unsure about it. There's still all this time we normally have to study, and I got snacks and whatever else here. It's just us two now, so we have the group's worth of food at our disposal. Plus, weren't you struggling enough on that one lesson a few days ago? Well, if you can't do it without studying, then I definitely can't. Look, I get it. College is hard. At least harder than I thought it was going to be. But you don't have to be such a loner all the time, because it looks kind of pathetic, if I'm honest. It's better to just stay here with us and we can all pull each other out on the other side. Plus, whether or not the group is here today doesn't change the fact that we still have work to do. All right, cool. You can have the bed seat if you want, since the others aren't here. I'll just take my usual chair, but you're welcome to any snacks whenever you want, like as always. I've got plenty, so you can overeat or stress eat or whatever you want today. Oh, come on. You cannot tell me that you don't do that. You're always some kind of stressed or anxious, and I can see every week how you take down the pretzels like we're gonna run out in 5 minutes. Dude, it's not that subtle. You're like some kind of snack fiend sometimes. I never know when I might need something extra. I've tried gauging it sometimes based on how hard the lessons were, but I gave up because I don't know what's hard to you and what isn't hard to you know? No, go ahead. Seriously, you can eat whatever you want today. Fiend out however much you want. It doesn't hurt me any. It'll probably help you focus too, like some kind of superpower. Yeah. Yeah, we can study. But also, speaking of food, I know, it's just one last thing and then I'll shut up, okay? But there's this new place that's opening up down the street and they're having some like grand opening discount for people. Yeah, it's just like a small little place to eat, and I was thinking of grabbing food there. We can go this Friday if you're down. You don't have to worry about the money or anything, so it should be fine for you. No? Why? You don't even have a class on Friday, and you don't need to worry about money, so it's just free food. Plus, it's not like a group thing. If that's what you're worried about, it'll just be us, like right now. Is that not enough? What? Why wouldn't you want to go anywhere with me alone? I'm not like a threat to you or anything. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just teasing. These are all jokes that we laugh about. Okay, well, sorry. I didn't know you didn't find them funny. Well, the group thought it was funny, so my bad for assuming that smiles meant enjoyment. We all laughed at it, including you, so I don't know what kind of question that is. Because I thought you would be the person to find that funny when you're playing it off like that. All right. Message received. I'll tell them to stop making the snack fiend joke again. What more is there? I don't even tease you that much. How is it constant? Name one other time I said something that was too far. Because you weren't doing anything today. You don't have any other friends but us, and you were trying to shoot me with a hypothetical like you actually did. That wasn't teasing. That was just stating the obvious. All right. All right. I'm sorry. I don't know what else you want me to say. All I was trying to do was take you out on a date. Because I thought you would have liked me to. A lot of people tend to, so I didn't really expect much else. No one really says that I'm any kind of problematic. Well, I wasn't aware, so I'm apologizing for it now. Because I'm actually being serious about this. I want to take you on a date. Yes, I am. I thought about going on a date with you for like a while now, but I didn't know the right time to ask since we're always around the group. I guess I misjudged the whole thing. I'm very serious about you. Why? Huh? What do you mean, prove it? Prove it how? No, okay. Okay, I get it. The whole get on your knees joke, we had you do that one time. I get that that was probably weird to do in front of the group, so I'll try not to do stuff like that again. I didn't know it got to you that much. It's not something I would have done because, I mean, it looked embarrassing enough as is. Wait, you were being serious? Well, yeah, I was serious about really liking you, but okay, I'll get on my knees. Come on. It's embarrassing enough just being here like this. You want me to crawl over to you? Yes, okay, I'm doing it. Now what? Could you please let me take you out on a date? You're more than what I thought you were going to be when we first met. And I've been trying to pay attention to you to know what you like and dislike, but I know it wasn't enough because of how much I teased you. More? Okay. I'm sorry for the way I treated you, and I get that now. You're not worth losing because of how I see myself around other people. It might be too much for them to see me like this, but if it's just for you, then I'd do it again. Please. So long as that meant getting to be with you, then I'll do better. I just wanted you for so long. I guess I took my affection too far and pushed you away because of it. I didn't mean it to go that far, so please, let me make it up to you, please. Don't make me get back up, baby. I want to be able to show you that I'm sorry from down here. Please. I could do so much good for you if you gave me the chance. Like, I could maybe lean into your legs just a little bit. Give you a few kisses on your inner thigh if you want. Or I could honestly do a lot more if you let me. So much more. I'll only do it if you let me, so please say yes. Because I know that I've done too much that I need to make up for. And I'll follow whatever you tell me. Thank you for giving me the chance. And I promise I'll try not to mess things up this time. So lie back for me, baby, so I can take care of you properly.